Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. Hi everybody, happy Monday. Guess what? It's me, Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? The gorgeous return from the almost dead, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. How's it going?
Welcome home, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so, gosh, I am so impressed with the workload you had to take on while I was out last week with the COVID, and that you did an entire episode with Nancy DeBobo. I mean, that was
crackheaded.
You're a hero amongst us all.
Thanks, man. Well, that was fun. It was just, you know, like a half a week of just sitting here yapping to myself. So it was fun. Thanks to everybody for supporting that craziness. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you. Well,
you don't know what kind of bitch you're married to until he's gone. It's like, oh, man. I'm like stroking your picture as I do the show. Come back to me.
Oh, I was first of all, I want to thank you to everyone who has sent messages and posted things about me getting better, because I did. At long last, COVID got me. You know, we knew it was going to happen, especially here in California. This latest strain of BA.1467321is getting everyone. And so Dom had to go on a work trip, and then he got it. And then I knew it was only a matter of time before I would catch it. And sure enough, I got it. And I was just getting to that place where I had hope. I had hope. I was like, you know what? I think I'm getting by. I think I'm actually not going to get it. It's been 4 or 5 days. And it was Monday night, not long after Take a Seat, which, by the way, is tonight. I started to get a sore throat, and I was like, uh-oh. And then by Tuesday, I was like, uh-oh. And by Wednesday, I finally tested positive. And the rest is history. But, honestly, I'm so, so grateful for everyone who reached out and was so kind. I'm still actually positive. I still am, broadcasting with COVID. But I'm fingers crossed, the worst is behind.
Well, congratulations, because, you know, I know that since COVID came out, it's been weighing on your mind. It's like, am I going to get it? Am I going to get it? And then, you know, a street light will turn and you're like, do I have COVID? Do I have COVID? So I'm kind of glad you got it in a way, in that way, that it just now you've got it, you know? It's like when you're waiting for the opposite of whatever Christmas is, you know, where you're so excited, or your birthday. I guess Christmas is a bad example for you anyway. But when you're excited for something, and then, you know, it just takes forever to come. And then it comes and you're like, well, that wasn't that exciting, you know, but at least it's done.
It was one of those things where a few months ago my mindset switched to I just want to get it already and be over with it. But I didn't really want to, articulate that, because I was afraid that's tempting fate, right? So I was I'm not going to articulate that. But now that I have gotten it, I mean, I'm very fortunate. My experience was relatively mild. This was just sort of an annoying cold. But I treated it with reverence. So normally with a cold, I would have... Meaning that if I felt shitty on Wednesday, by Friday, I would have been whatever, I'm going to push through, I'll record Southern Charm with you. But with this, I knew, I'm like... You don't want to fuck with COVID. I literally stayed in that bed. This is the first day I've been out of that bed since Wednesday. I've been just sitting in that bed watching so much TV, which I'm sure we'll talk about on our bonus episode. Because I finally have watched TV outside of Bravo. It's amazing. I have a lot of opinions, by the way. A lot of opinions. But I was very fortunate, because, you know, I actually am double boosted, and I actually think I'm not a doctor, but I have to think that was one of the reasons why my symptoms were really so mild. You know, I just sort of was whatever. No one wants to hear about what it was like. But the point is this. Hopefully we're on the up and up. I sound like I'm about to cry, because my voice is like,
You do. I like it. I like it's your final speech, you know? It's like Ben hasn't been in town for a little while, and then he comes back to the village, and then he gives a big speech and then murders all the people in the village, you know?
Yeah.
I'm Game of Thrones.
I'm getting emotional. Oh, speaking of which, by the way, great segue.
Game of Thrones has COVID. Game of Thrones. It's over. It's over. All the blondes on Game of Thrones got COVID.
Shame. We are doing Game of Thrones coverage, because House of the Dragon, which is the Game of Thrones prequel, is coming out in only a few weeks. And so we are resurrecting. It never really went away. We just had no content for it. Winter is crappening. It's coming back. So everyone who loves their Game of Thrones and is all amped for this prequel, like, come join us, because we will be recapping every episode in the way that only Ronnie and I know how. Idiotically.
Yes, idiotically, completely ignorantly. We're going to be like, who's that? Who's the blonde one? They're like all blonde.
I know.
It's like going to a restaurant in Texas. It's like, wait a minute. Who is everybody? You're all the same. So let's get on to some Real Housewives of Atlanta. Guess who's coming to Blue Ridge?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite a hot button title, guys. Okay. Guess who's coming to Blue Ridge? It's Kenya. Spoiler alert. It's Kenya.
Spoiler alert. It's someone who's part of the cast who's scheduled to go there.
Yeah, Kenya. Candy mentions at one point that Kenya's probably going to show up, that she's always doing this. She just wants to make an entrance.
Yeah.
We all know that person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, me.
I don't know. Maybe I'll come.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly I'll come. And then they come like an hour late, like, hello. Oh, it's me.
Yeah. I wish I could be that person. I wish I could be that person, but I'm always like, oh my God, are they going to be mad at me? I'm going to get there 10 minutes early if I can.
Yeah, no, I'm not really that person.
I'm never that early.
I'm always on time. I always RSVP. I always write a thank you text. Okay. I'm a very polite person. But here we are. Where are we? I wrote the Boomerang. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, Kenya's at a place called Boomerang with Brooklyn. It's like a kid place with like ball pits and stuff. So she's there with Brooklyn, and Candy's there with Blaze. So it's Brooklyn and Blaze at Boomerang. And there's a lot of going down slides, a lot of toddlers running around. It's, you know, it's cute.
I mean, I get that this show is called Housewives and we're supposed to see the kids, and the kids are actually really cute. But first of all, if you're going to name a place Boomerang, I need it to be a place that fixes really ugly toes, because that's all I remember from that movie.
I was going to say, I need Eartha Kitt to be checking people in and Grace Jones.
You want some snakes? It's like Erica Jane, Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Also, if your kids are going to hang out, that's great. I don't need to watch it for 10 solid minutes, okay? Get to talking.
I know. Yeah, I would say as a general note, this episode was one of those episodes where it was like, okay, they're stretching the content to meet their episode order, because like literally this entire episode should have been the first 20 minutes of a normal episode.
Yeah, it was very like, okay, Brooklyn, let's get our shoes. Brooklyn, tie your shoes, Brooklyn. Okay, Brooklyn, what do you say to the shoe place? Okay, then they go into the ball place. Oh my God, it's Blaze on a slide. Okay, do you want to go on a slide? Let's talk about the slide. I love slides. I love slides. Okay, let's sit on a bench. I love benches. Me too. Okay, you two, get on with it. I don't need to sit here and watch you order fucking popcorn.
Yeah. Also, I thought it was interesting that Candy had this like moment where she was talking about how it's such a blessing that they're all together, because for years she was rooting on Kenya and praying for her. And now she has Brooklyn, and Brooklyn's being a big sister to Blaze. And she had to go through IVF to get, you know, like to a surrogate to get this all to happen. And I was like, oh, are Kenya and Candy about to have a huge fight? Because usually that means that like they're about to not be free. Like if someone's proclaiming about like how close their friendship is because they've and listing off like their resume of why they're close, I'm like, oh, that means there's going to be a betrayal soon.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I guess that is kind of typical. All I could think is like, here's these two. It's been a decade and now two children. And Todd still hasn't gotten a generator at Old Lady Gang. That's all I could think about the whole time. I was like, enjoy the slide while the people eat in the dark. Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy the slide.
Enjoy the dark slide. So yeah, Kenya starts talking about how her business is in trouble because of supply line issues or shipping stuff, etc. And so she has like orders in Walmart and CVS, which is really awesome, but she can't get them the orders that they need. So it's, you know, everything's chaotic.
And Candy, she says, yeah, I've got these stores. And Candy says, but how are you going to supply the stores if there's no product? And Candy goes, oh my God, Candy, that's why you're a businesswoman. No one else has asked that. It's like a pretty logical question.
Yeah.
She's like handing her I believe it too. Yeah. She's handing her like the Shark Tank trophy. Like, oh my God, they had a business. So they basically start talking about Marlo. Because Marlo is having this trip to Blue Ridge, and Candy's like, don't let Marlo deter you from having a good girl's week. And she's saying, yeah, with me, it was really weird, too, because she at the party, she got all nice to me all of the sudden. And then she, like, sat me down and started crying about kicking her kids out. And that made me tear up because, you know, I helped my cousin out when he needed it when he was younger. And I can't imagine kicking him out.
Yeah, I believe the way that Candy really summarized this moment is when she said, I was like, wait, what? So yeah, they're both like, wow, she's really adding to those kids' trauma. And you know, like, basically Candy says, you know, when she decided to take responsibility for them, she should have accepted that she was gonna have to put her feelings to the side.
I also think it's kind of impossible to follow up Candy. I mean, Melvin makes delicious mac and cheese now, so
yeah,
you know, it's like true. How do you follow that, right?
Yeah
It's unfair. Unfair expectations.
Yeah. So then we go over. Now we're starting to see what people are doing around town. And so Sheree is zooming with one of her She by Sheree designers. And she's like, well, I just have a few edits on the jogger. Let's put the waistband on the inside because people love the BBL. And so it needs to cinch in the center. And so the zoom just like freezes on this designer and it just freezes on her face. And her face is just giving Sheree a look like, seriously? Seriously? It's just like the perfect face to have, like, a designer frozen on.
Well, yeah, because she was probably about to say, hey, fuck off, okay? Like, you can't make a change like that and just expect me to get that done in a day. I mean, that's a big thing, having the string go on the inside now. She's like, you know, we need the string on the inside of the joggers now because people get BBLs and their butt gets really big and then their waist gets really small. Like, well, listen, a string is a string, okay? You can't just suddenly change the string. That's probably why Sheree can't keep people to work with. Like, here's her shipment. I need the strings on the inside. You better get some scissors and start pulling.
Well, she knows that if she protests, it's going to take another, like, 2 years to get back to where they are now. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to ride that momentum.
Yeah. So I'm all mad for the string people. I'm like, oh, all the work that these string people put in.
Maybe that would be I think that would actually be a really good technique on Zoom if you just pretend like you're frozen. So that way, and you like freeze on a really bitchy face, and then people are like, oh, were you mad at me? You're like, no, I'm fine. But you're like, you were mad, and you were able to express that you were mad, but then you didn't have to like deal with the repercussions of you getting mad at like your boss. So you can sort of like, you could vent in that way and just have like this, like the, like freeze as if you're about to say, fuck you. And they're like, oh shit. And they're like, then you come out of it and you say, fine idea. And they're like, oh, okay.
Well, you could just use me for that because I'm getting a lot of Botox these days. My face looks like that too. People are like, hey, Ronnie, are you okay? Yeah. You look like you're comatose. You know, I paid a lot of money to look like that. Okay. There's like drool coming down the side of my face.
You don't have a wrinkle on your face. I don't know why you're getting so much Botox.
Really not. I'm just kidding. I just get it in the middle, but it is hard to get used to my face. Not like my face makes crazier faces now because, you know, just that center part of my forehead doesn't move, but it makes all the other parts move more to express things.
Yeah.
It's like, Ronnie, what is your ear doing by your lip? You know, I'm like, I'm giving somebody a dirty look. You sure showed them, buddy. Okay, so poor Cindy, the designer. Sorry, string people. Hey, Cindy, pass that on to the string people for me. So then we go to the string lobby. Yeah. So then we go to Sonia, who's with her sister, Sherry. And she's trying to make this a really positive scene, like, you know, like I'm doing this trip for iFit because I did some videos for iFit and they love the video. They love the series so much. They're giving us another series and this is amazing. We're going to go to Florida. And her sister's like, oh, you and the husband? And she's like, yes, me and Ross both. Isn't that great? Well, the poor sister has to take care of that whole fucking family, you know, while they're gone. So she's trying to make it sound like good news. But if I were the sister, I would start ordering multiple entrees to take home with me just out of spite.
Yeah. Or just eat her patties. Just be like, fine. This is the payment you get. Look, I'm getting verklempt again. I'm like, no, you can't leave her alone.
Poor Ben.
I know. You never know when you're going to get like a phlegm attack with COVID. I'll tell you that much.
You got some patty karma. God was like, do not touch the patties. Strike him down.
It brought a tear to my eye. So then we see Marlo and she's packing for her trip. And then Candy's playing with Ace, like shooting like little, like those whatever you call those.
I love this. I loved this because Ace, you can tell how much Ace gets one-on-one time with Candy, you know, because Candy's super busy. So she's like shooting him with these balls. And then she goes, okay, I'm out of balls. And he goes, okay, thank you. And then just leaves the room. It's like, all right, kid, you've got one tube of balls, and then you're going to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's like an autograph session or something. It's like the time when I went to get Ida Garten's autograph, and I stood in line forever, and they're like, okay, you have 30 seconds, and you cannot pose for a photo with her. I was like, great, perfect.
I love that Ina's such a diva. I love that Ida Garten's just like such a secret diva.
I know, but I found I actually did this twice back like 10 years ago. And the first time I like broke it, I broke her like 30 second rule because I gave like a piece of banter that like caught her off guard. And so she bantered with me for a little bit. And I was like, yes, I got 45 to a minute. But then the second time I was like, well, I got to do it again. Okay, I got to bring some good banter. And I like gave her some banter and she's like, that's nice. And I was like, oh, shit, I only got 10 seconds that time.
Turns out a reference to Le Creuset only works once. Use that one up quickly.
Yeah. Point is, Candy Burris is Ina Garten and Ace is me.
That's funny. So Candy is calling Marlo. Now she calls Marlo. And she, you know, they do the, what should I wear? It's like, and Marlo tells her swimsuits, just bring swimsuits to a cabin. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Marlo's advice.
Because there's going to be a hot tub. So Candy's like, I don't want to use my good swimsuits. So then, Candy tells Marlo that Kenya is not planning on coming because Kenya told Candy this. So Candy's telling Marlo, because Candy keeps getting dinged by everyone for not being open with her communication. So she's like, you know what? I'll be open with my communication. I'm going to tell her. So Marlo's like, fine, whatever. I think we'll survive without her. Oh, by the way, I feel like COVID's been really good for my Marlo impersonation.
You got it. Nailed it. Print.
Nailed it.
Print. So then we see a scene of Marlo going through the kids' room and cleaning it up. And it is a hellscape. I mean, it really is. And she's picking stuff up and she's going through stuff on the floor and making sure there's not stuff in pockets, etc. And at one point she lifts a shirt and she goes, icing! And she picks up a can of open icing that's just under her shirt.
Yeah. It was made me disturbed. I felt bad for her. Although I also was like, why did you leave this room like this for so long? So
I was terrible. I can't judge those kids. My parents used to lift the cushions once a week because that's where I would like hide wrappers because I thought no one would ever find them if I just put them in the couch. Oh. And it's like your little chubby kid. They would like take off the cushions and there would be like Snickers wrappers and peanut butter cracker wrappers. Oh, class.
Oh my God. That's love every like always peeling another layer off the onion of your childhood.
Just shove it in the couch, Ben. Just shove it in the couch. Shove that layer in the couch.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So they're going through stuff. Okay, so then her sister Crystal comes over. So yeah. Crystal is the one who took the kids in. Okay, so yeah. Crystal's like, how's your day? And she's like, you know what? I just come up here and see the boys' room. It is bad. Come up to my luxury home and see the luxury bedroom that the kids got and see all their luxurious things spread across the floor while you live in a one-bedroom apartment with now six kids or whatever.
I know, exactly. And so, yeah, she's showing all the clothes everywhere, the total mess. She shows them the hole in the wall. And Crystal's like, well, you need to have more structure when it comes to them. I mean, otherwise they're going to do whatever they want to do. I mean, this is a clear example. She's like, well, they complain I'm so strict. And she's like, no, you're strict when it comes to schoolwork, but when it comes to cleaning up, I mean, you got to come behind them. Don't just ask. If you ask, they'll just do whatever they say. And I was like, yes, Crystal, I want to see Crystal. Like, I want to like have a camera in Crystal's home. Just her just like nagging her kids clean, you know?
That's so creepy. Hey, Crystal, can my friend Ben put a camera in your house? Watch you yell at your
not
kids.
Not like a webcam, but like a Bravo camera, as in like we can watch Crystal taking care of the nephews.
Right, just how to raise kids properly. It's a class. It's a webinar.
Yeah.
So yeah, Crystal, Marlo says that she's going to take away the kids' phones when they come back. She said she's closing the kids' phone lines tomorrow, basically. And she's like, there's too much social media. You know, I think you need, your kids need phones. Like, otherwise you're going to have to deal with it. I would just put them, say, every time you fuck up, your phone is turned off. Like, get some kind of passcode or something that you can put that in there to shut it off. I think the best motivator is a phone or a computer or whatever.
Yeah, I also feel like the kids will somehow get a phone. So I don't know. I honestly don't know what the deal is with Marlo when it comes to disciplining and like whether or not she's effective, because then she starts talking about how she was Crystal's guardian, because when Crystal was 14, Marlo took her in because she was in the foster system. And then Marlo goes, and then when that didn't work out, Crystal went back to her mom. And I'm like, what do you mean when that didn't work out? I was like, so this is like actually, this is sort of like not the first time there's been a little bit of an issue with the guardian situation, Marlo?
Yeah, but it's also the second time she's like helped out, you know? I mean, I can't imagine. I feel like if my family called me and was like, oh my God, you have to raise the kids, I'd be like, okay. And then I'd set up a tent outside and just be like, this is what a garden hose does. Okay. Here's some soap. Call me. I'll see you Saturday. Come over Saturday for movie night.
Yeah. You would be a great foster parent. You'd be like doing arts and crafts. You would be playing video games. You'd be cooking with them. You'd be like, you'd also be like, you know, like reading them to filth when they act up. I think you'd be fantastic.
You know, I've been considering that, but I think I'm too old.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, I am too old. I mean, I'm too old for that now. But I've been considering that because I'm like, you know, my life is empty. And then I'm like, but yeah, you keep it like that on purpose, you know? You can't pull a Marlo all the time and just be like, get out.
Have you been thinking about fostering a child?
Yeah, actually. I've been talking about it. I don't know if I've been really thinking about it or if I'm just like, you know, like, is my life worthless? Anyway, we don't need to talk about this.
You could do like a big brother, big sister sort of thing too also, which is like not as...
No, I want the credit. I want the credit later. Yeah, I want someone to call me mom, you know? Yeah, I don't want someone being like, oh, I kind of remember this person who kind of helped me once. I want them to be like... You know, remember how well I did the dishes, Mom? And I could be like, yes, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Look at you graduating flight school. Yeah, you know, I could cry. Okay, so.
You should have a reality show or something. Like, who wants to be my daughter? And just people can audition their children. Be like, my kid, I can't deal with my kid. Take him. Be like,
So back to Crystal. She's... She's saying, look, these kids, you know, I get it. I mean, I woke up today. I had to go to work. There's candy paper all over the floor. You know, I woke them all up and I said, this is how you get rid of candy paper. You put it in the couch cushions. Okay. If you ever want McDonald's again, put it in the fucking couch cushions. Oh, really? You're going to call somebody? Really? You think I'm scared? You think I'm fucking scared? A preview into my future.
Yeah. The candy paper Nazi. Well, then... Marlo is saying how she's saying like how William left. Was it Marlo said this or Crystal that William left the house the other day and had wrinkled khakis on? Yeah. Crystal said that. She said that. She's like, you know, Marlo would freak out if she saw you like that. And Marlo's like, that's right. Every single morning they had to come into my room and I had to see how they were dressed. So I love how like Marlo had like, you know, like like not a fashion show, but basically like, you know, was making sure they were dressed completely properly every single morning. I feel like first of all, that's great. Second of all, I feel like as a child, I just was sort of like wind up in some sort of random ass corduroy pant and just go off to school. I don't know. I think my parents were just like, here's a waffle.
Yeah. My going to school was like a fashion show called, well, it fits by Rhonda. So Crystal is like, yeah, but you know, you also, cause Marlo's going on, she's like, I'll send you some money, but you know, hey, do you think I'm a bad person for saying I need a break? And she's like, well, look, everyone needs a break, but certain things they shouldn't hear. They're kids and they have feelings, you know, like when you say I'm tired of them or I shouldn't have to take care of them or, you know, wrinkled khakis are only for losers. You'll never get anywhere in life. Wrinkled Dockers. You know, they shouldn't have to hear that because it hurts them. And Marlo's just kind of nodding. And she's like, well, listen, I was raised by the same mom as you, and that's how she speaks. So listen, when I was growing up, she would call me Jerry Curl Bigfoot, you know, and that was really bad. But I don't want to be my mom and put them down. And she goes, so I'll save it for Kenya.
Yeah. So now it's time to head off to on this camping trip. And so they're all gathering. And so Sheree is meeting up with Marlo. And Sheree has broken it looked like her foot at first. But then she tells the story. And she's like, so I'm in a department store. I'm trying on some rain boots. Child, when I tell you I put my foot down in the boot, this baby toe got stuck on the side. And I'm pushing down. And just imagine the baby toe stayed here. And my foot went down. It was crazy. Thank you. This has been Sheree Whitfield for the Pinky Toe Monologues.
And that's why my favorite chip is the thin kind with sea salt. Thank you.
Wow. Sheree Whitfield broke her toe on a rain boot.
I'm waiting to hear about the lawsuit from Sheree suing the rain boot. Because the first thing I thought was, really? When are you suing the rain boot, Sheree? When
I know.
Are you suing the rain boot?
Watch out, L.L. Bean. Your legal team.
So Candy, Drew, and Manetta are all together. So they're going to go to they're going to drive together to the cabin. And Drew is so happy. She's like, I just love Manetta. We connect on so many levels. Manetta's going to hate you in about 6 minutes. Okay. Stop trying to claim everybody who walks in the door, Drew.
Yeah. I also feel like they keep trying to do like an introduction for Manetta, like every episode. They're like, Manetta is great. She's one of Candy's friends. She's also Neo's baby mama. I'm like, you've told us this like 10 times this season.
Yeah. So then food delivery comes and it's from Marlo and the food is from OLG. And they're like, sorry, you know, I did pick up the order. They said to tell you that nothing at the restaurant is working. So you're going to actually have to fry these, but just go ahead and take those.
It's just ingredients. Yeah. And so
it's like easy, not fresh.
Yeah. So then Kenya, I mean, Marlo gets a Rolls Royce for her and Sheree. They go driving off because she says, I want to show everyone how I travel with class. And then, but then the other ladies, they get an Aston Martin, like SUV. And so they're all like, wow, as they get in. And then the lady who's driving is like, I'm sorry, there's no way we can eat in this car. I'm sorry, guys. There's just no way we can do this. So they're like, okay.
But the Candy's like, fuck this, then we're not leaving. So she gets out of the car and she's like, let's go eat first.
Yeah, they go inside and they eat for an hour upstairs.
You send them food that they can't eat in the car. And then Marlo gets a ton of food. She has like whole catering in her car.
I know, it was like sweet greens in there. So so then Marlo's driving along with Sheree and she's telling Sheree that Kenya's not coming. And Marlo's like, Sheree, how the heck did Kenya and I get back to this place? Sheree's like, well, when you called her a liar, that triggered all the things that you've said and done before. And I believe this is where we saw a montage of all, again, like the 10th time this season, of Marlo just talking so much shit about Kenya.
Yeah, and then going, what happened? What happened? I just don't understand.
Yeah, she's like, why can't two black sisters just get along, huh?
Because you constantly start shit, Marlo, okay? Watch the tape that they're showing right now. Seriously. So then back at Candy's or whoever's, they're eating inside. And Manetta's like, well, can we eat in the cabin? And Drew's like, can we even shit in the cabin? It's like, oh, shut up, Drew. Why do you got to take it there? You know, Manetta's not going to like you either.
Yeah. they're heading up there. And then where are we at now, by the way? I'm like lost between all these notes of them in the cars driving along.
Marlo calls Candy, and Candy's like, why would you send us a car and wings, but then we can't have the wings in the car? And she's like, sorry, sorry, sorry. I don't even eat wings in my own car. I don't. You could have sent crackers, you know?
Yeah.
So then they just, you know, do car talking and talk about Kenya not coming. And then they talk about how Candy says, you know, she's probably coming. She just likes to make an entrance. And then we get a montage of Kenya entrances. Kenya, yeah. More hair care. My personal yeah. favorite.
Classic. And then there's like questions about, is Fatoum going to come? But it turns out Fatoum can't come. She can't make it. And Drew's like, Fatoum is really trying. I don't know anything about her, but she knows all this stuff about me. Which I think is just funny because I feel like Drew is the biggest tryhard out here. And then they start talking about how Marlo kicked the boys out. And so they just start talking about parenting and how it like takes a village, you know, to raise a kid. And they all talk about like taking people into their family or having been taken in, et cetera. And, you know, just yeah. talking about all that stuff.
So then we have who farted. We have a good who yeah. farted scene with Shireen and Marlo. She's like, does somebody pass gas? She's like, don't it smell the don't it. And then we get to the house and they have a concierge, Amanda. She's like, welcome. We're going to do anything we can to make you happy.
And you may have met my sister who worked at the interior design store last week. Remember her? So that was my sister.
Just peeking up behind a bush back there. Like,
nice to see you.
If anybody would like to look at an old grandfather clock, just please call me. I'll be here.
So, yeah, they walk around this quote-unquote cabin, which is just a mansion. And then the other car arrives and Sheree's like looking for a room and she's like, I need a bedroom with a bathroom in it. And Marlo goes, oh, because you got gas. Yeah.
That was you, bitch. So then Drew comes and she's like, I thought it was just going to be a little cabin. Oh, my God. I love Monietta so much. Anyone? We're best friends.
Yeah. And then Sheree starts telling the story about her toe again, explaining how she broke it by putting her foot into a boot.
And then the toe got on the edge of the potato chip. And I said, thank God these potato chips aren't too hard. They're nice and thin, just like I like them, with a little sea salt. Otherwise, I could have lost my foot. They're like, wow, great story, Sheree. Great story.
I mean, at this point, you just have to make something up, Sheree. I feel like the I was putting on a rain boot is just like, it doesn't have an arc to it. And it's like sad, you know? Like,
it doesn't have an arc.
I guess it does. The foot went in and didn't make it all the way in, I guess. But I don't know. Tried. I feel like,
you know, like the foot thought it was going to go in. And then on page 8, the twist was that the toe hit something, but the toe didn't really know it. And then it's where the whole thing flips around.
the big toe is the one who broke the pinky toe. I mean, look, this is a season where we have lots of storytelling. We have Kenya, who had sex with a guy who was chasing a coyote of some sort. We have mainly that, but I feel like why not build upon that, why not understand that
the lays. So then you know, they're so Marlo has a game for choosing rooms. She's made all these candles and she's gonna hold up a candle and whoever guesses who it relates to first gets to pick. So the first candle is young love, devotion and delusional love.
And Drew is like, I would say delusional Sonia. And then Sheree goes, Is it Drew delusional?
And Candy's like, I don't agree, but I guess you're talking about Kenya. And bing, she got it right. So then she runs around and picks her room. And she's like, listen, Kenya's my girl, but I want to win. And I always get what I want. So she goes to get her room. The next candle is good vibes and fresh gossip. And Drew's like, me.
Drew. Next one is sound business plan and future success. Me, is that me again?
So Candy, that was Candy's candle. So yeah. Then Marlo, the next candle is high hopes and low expectations. And Sheree's like, well, it should be Drew, but I'm going to just go out on a limb. Not too far. I don't want to mess up my other toe, but I'll say it's me. She's like, yes, it is you. Go pick your room and get your hopes up, for Christ's sake.
I do have high hopes. I have high hopes that I can put a foot into a rain boot safely one day, but I have low expectations. So then, Sheree goes off. And then she goes off to her room and she's like, by the way, people, you can't use my bathroom. And Marla goes, she was farting. So then, then the next one is color coordinated workout gear. And Drew's like, ah!
Me!
Marla's like, that's you? It's Sonia.
Yeah. And she goes, I should have made her the delusional one. Yeah, it's Sonia. So she's like, okay, repeat resolutions and wishful thinking. This is you, Drew.
Yeah. So now they have to go to dinner. And Marla's like, everyone, come on, let's go as is. Just put on some perfume and don't stink and wipe your twat if it's a little musky from the ride.
So then Ralph does the fucked up FaceTime freeze, which is funny that you kind of called that at the beginning of the recap. She's like, Ralph, can you hear me? Hi, Ralph. He's like, hey, Ralph, are we frozen? Because your eyebrows twitching. I don't think we're frozen.
It's like, I see the beads of sweat coming down your forehead, but you're allegedly frozen.
Wait, Ralph, now you're eating a piece of popcorn. You're not even pretending to be frozen. It's like, can't hear you, I'm frozen. Can't hear you.
So they go there. Now they're in the vans. And there's Marla talking about her nephews, and she's just saying how she needs a break, and she's not ashamed of it, and she's going to leave them for 30 days. And Candy's like, but you're going to leave them for 30 days? And Marla's like, you know, their aunt, my little sister, came out of my mom's vagina, so they're going to be fine. And Candy's like, but your sister has a two-bedroom apartment with, like, a lot of kids. And Marla goes, no, but she moved into 3 bedrooms today, so, you know, that's normal where I come from. I'm like, that's fine that it's normal where you come from. But, like, if you have an opportunity to keep these, like, take a load off your poor sister for crying out loud.
Yes. And we see that Candy is getting texts. And Candy is texting her. And she's like, I'm here. Is anybody talking about me? Candy just writes back, no.
Yeah, because now they're at the bar. Now they arrive at the restaurant. It's like some hotel bar on, like, I can't tell where it is, like a higher level or a lower level, but they're in a hotel bar and there's like some ladies at the bar. And so the women all become preoccupied about whether or not like the ladies are locals or tourists. And so Marlo's like, are you guys from here? They're like, yes, we are. We certainly are. They're like, woo, locals.
So then they order from the cutest waitress ever. She's like,
oh, hi, would you like something to eat? Oh, my God. Would you like something to eat? I can't believe they're making me do this. God, would you like something to eat?
Yeah. And then this is where they order, and they're talking about, like, getting Candy drunk, and Candy's never been drunk, etc. And there's just, like, some talk about Ralph or whatever. And then this is where Kenny attacks, and it's like, anyone asking about me? And Candy's like, no. And she's like, well, I'm here. Like, come outside and get me. Come on. So, which I feel is like, just walk in. Why do you need Candy to come get you? I can't stand when people do that.
And Candy's like, yeah, we use the same hair and makeup people. So I kind of knew she was going to come.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So she comes and everybody applauds, and Sheree's like, oh, I need you to be drunk, Kenya, so drink something. Everybody likes drunk Kenya. Please don't stay this normal, terrible Kenya. Drink something, Kenya, so we can all like you. So Marlo's all mad, pushing her salad around, and she's like, thank you very much for coming, Kenya.
You look beautiful. And she's like, no, I'm kind of hurt. I mean, Candy, she's telling us, Candy, you knew she was coming. And you kind of excited her that she's here. I'm like, you honestly, don't make this an anti-Candy thing. Like, that's a stretch.
Well, they all make it about themselves. Because, of course, Drew does, too. She's like, this reminds me of that time Sonia said that me and Ralph weren't busy. It's like, shut up, Drew. So Kenya's like, well, I still have to see if Brooklyn's going to come up here, but I have a house for us. And they're like, oh, you're not going to stay with us? She goes, no, not if Brooklyn's coming. You made such a huge issue of it before. So then you do the exact same thing again. You bring your kid on a trip without telling everybody. Last time you got a private plane for your kid, and now you're just getting a whole separate house. Like, do you even work here? Like, show up to work, ma'am.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, exactly. And so, but Brooklyn's not there yet. So Candy's like, well, since she's not here, so why are you staying somewhere else? And Candy goes, oh, because she was supposed to be coming today, but she's not. I'm like, what? Did she have a fashion show to go to? Like, what? Was Boomerang having like some sort of like 2-for-1 deal that she had to go to for the popcorn?
Right.
Like,
why? She have to work late? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Did she have to stay late at the office?
So Marlo's like, well, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. And Candy goes, oh, don't worry, because that vibe's out of here the second Sonny gets here, right, Drew? So Candy's like, why is it always something? And Drew's like, well, it's just something with her, not with me, because her first issue with me was drop it with Drew. And then her second issue with me was that she didn't like me and Sheree's actions. And then her third issue was that she apologized. And her fourth issue was that, you know, me and Ralph aren't busy, supposedly. And then her fifth issue, it's like, Drew, girl, you got too many issues going. I think it's you. I think when there's this many issues, it's you.
It's you, Drew. So Sonya arrives, and she's like all excited because she just had this great time working with iFit. And she's like, oh, and by the way, guess what? iFit has invited all of us to Jamaica with our booze. Oh! So like, she's just like really excited because basically the cash trip is going to be sponsored by iFit. And I'm just like, I was too lazy. I was like, should I start doing this research? Is iFit owned by Comcast? Is that what's going on? But either way, so they're going to be going to Jamaica courtesy of iFit. And so everyone's excited. And
she's kind of acting like she's doing them a huge favor. But for most of these people, doing, you know, press for iFit would cost a lot more money than a trip to Jamaica. So I would be like, where's my money? Like, thanks for forcing me on one of your work trips to sponsor your shit. Where's my money?
That's true. So, so Marlo's like, so I really enjoy you ladies, and Kenya, I'm glad you joined us. Will you be staying at the house with us? And Kenya's like, I'll think about it. And Marlo goes, well, when will you let me know? She's, as soon as I know. She goes, okay, well, I really planned a trip for all of us, and I'd love to have you at the house, and Brooklyn is more than welcome, but if you do choose, if you do choose that you don't want to stay there, I don't like Marlo, I don't want you to continue hanging out with us.
Yeah.
So it's either stay in the house or be gone.
She's like, well, I will be there to experience the ladies. And she goes, no, not if you don't stay at the house. Don, don, don. And Kenny's like, fine, I'll go home. And she goes, well, I paid for cars and I paid for the trip, so you either stay at the house. And she's like, and does everyone else agree? Does everyone else agree?
Yeah, and Kenya's, Kenya and Sheree are basically like, come on, stay at the house, it'll be fun. And Kenya's like, well, the issue is you say you love people and don't know why I'm hurt, but the thing is you seem like you're the hurt one. She goes, I am super hurt, Kenya. I am. Also, I did just fart. I have to own up to that one, too. It was me all along, everyone. I apologize.
So then Kenya tries with her, like, fake calm voice. She's like, if I could just have a minute to explain myself without rebuttals.
I don't know what that is, but I'm very hurt. I'm very hurt. Your butt.
No, I just, you know what? Like, you keep talking. Can you just be quiet and listen? I'll be quiet. And everyone's like, you're doing the Drew, which is, I feel, if someone ever said that to me, I'd be like, I am so sorry. I have to, like, look at myself in the mirror and see what I'm doing wrong with myself.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've lost 17 pounds since I sat down at this restaurant.
You're doing it again. You're doing the Drew.
Wait, here's my before picture. Snaps a picture of herself. Here's my after picture. Snaps a picture of herself. 80 pounds. I'm up to 80 pounds now.
So Marla's like, okay. I'm going to be quiet. Kenny goes, so, wait. One thing before you continue. I'm going to be quiet. Can you promise that when I speak back, you'll be quiet and listen? And everyone, and Sheree just turns to Drew and goes, this is you, Drew. This is you.
So Kenya does this thing where she's like, you know, you say you want to be friends, but you're not sincere because you're not a good friend to anybody here. And you don't know how to be a friend and you don't know how to love. And your kind of love is toxic. And you've called me a liar. You even said I lied about having a child. And that was unforgivable. And I forgave you. But then you came back and accused me of lying, about having a cold or whatever. So I was like, wow, that's quite a jump. One minute she's accusing you of not having a real child, and then the second minute she's like, she doesn't really have a cold.
I know.
Totally equal things.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Cold you shitty. Can lie about me birthing a child, but how dare you suggest I didn't have a cold?
I was in the halls of medicine, ma'am. So, yeah. So then Marla's like, gonna counter with her own monologue. She's like, well, I hate that you feel that way. What you're really upset with is that I said that you're lying about being sick, and I still believe that way. Who are you as a friend to say, I can't say how I feel? I would never kiss your ass. And am I hurt? I have trust issues, and I'm fucked up just like you. We both have attention issues. We both have insecurities. I have big feet insecurities, bald spot insecurities. No mom, no dad. You don't know shit about Michael and William. You don't know when I cry. I'm the one from jail, from prostitution, as you say. You should lead. I should follow you, queen. I look up to you. You speak well. You're very educated. You're an amazing mother. We have a lot of beautiful black women who love us both. But if we don't love each other, we can at least respect each other. Thank you.
Okay, Thank you, Marla. Is she gonna talk about the chips? Is she gonna talk about the chips? I just need to know what kind of chips she likes.
It was such a perfect soap opera monologue that she gave. I mean, just like also the faux compliments. You're smart. You should be the leader. I should be following you, queen. Like, just yes. Trying to appeal to her ego so badly.
But it's also so Marlo because she's so good at it, you know? Like, if you were just newish to this show, you'd be like, oh, my God, T. Marlo. That's true. You know, Kenya shouldn't get down in the mud and roll around. She should be helping. She should be. Come on. She's going to get up, and Marlo's going to be like, dumb slut. That's why Mark doesn't like her. Dumb whore.
I know. By the way, I fall for Marlo's monologues every single time. Like, I'm making fun of it, but I was sitting there, like, with tears in my eyes, like, doing like that. I was like, yes, yes, take her back, Kenya. I fall for it every single time.
Really? I was like, I wonder how those pot stickers are. That's what I was thinking. So Marlo tells us she's putting her foot down, and she goes, you know, I just want to have fun, Kenya. And Kenya's like, oh my God, are you still talking? That was a whole monologue. It's like, yes, I'm talking. I'm not done. She goes, you are done. Listen, I don't hate anyone, Marlo, and I just dislike the things that you do. That's why I explained I took a turn. And she's like, you're just going back to the past. Yeah, but it's like 10 minutes ago. You know what I mean? It's not really that far back.
Past. Yeah, you can't just, like, decide what the past is now, like sealed. It's not, like, ancient times. And, she's like, you know, I you're going back to the past. Candy's like, well, now you're over-talking me. You're over-talking me. And then Candy's like, well, here we go again. Now it's awkward and weird. And it's, like, awkward silence in the restaurant as we are left to wonder, will this girl's trip ever be saved?
I know. Sonia's like, but we're going to Jamaica. And I love Manetta. We're best friends. Like, shut up, Drew. Shut up, Drew. And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes. We are going to be back tonight for Take a Seat. That's at 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And we'll be chatting all sorts of stuff. I have to imagine we'll be discussing this silliness with Tamara and Jill that happened, amongst other things. So that's on Spotify Live. So come join us for that. It's so fun. And then tomorrow we got some Below Deck Med coming towards you. So a whole fun week of recaps. Thanks everyone for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.